Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Thursday, August 15th, 2024. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. In part two, we're going to talk to Kazao, our good friend, bilingual Hmong community health worker with UW Extension. Right now, in with us, our great friend, Jillian Alekna, with us from Visit Rome. Say a big thank you to our friends at Visit Rome for joining us. And Jillian, it's always good to talk with you.
Yeah, always good to be here.
I have to mention this because I always love these tie-ins and everything. I've mentioned to you before, my sister's name is Jillian. Today's her birthday.
Oh, well, happy birthday.
Just kind of funny to have you in on that day. That's kind of interesting. And it's always fun and interesting having you in and talking about the Rome area, an area that is always glowing and blowing up. It's such a fun area. I was just in Saratoga a little while ago helping a friend move over that way.
Yeah.
And he's not alone. They got some more places building up over there. They're making more apartments and different things in those areas. It's really cool to see.
Yeah.
And in part because of some of the great things that are going on over there that Jillian and I are going to get into. Yeah. Let's kick it off with what's going on today.
Yeah, so later this evening at Hoozles at the Lakes from 6 to 8 p.m. will be Shandini Magic. Shandini will be performing roving magic, so come grab your grub from Hoozles, obviously, and enjoy some excellent close-up sleight-of-hand magic at your table from a master magician.
Yeah, I don't want to brag or anything, but I happen to know him a little bit.
Oh, and, really?
We went to school together. Great guy, great person, and great magician. That's going to be a lot of fun tonight. Be sure to join him from 6 to 8 tonight over at Hoozles at the Lakes, our good friends at Hoozles. So shout out to them. Tomorrow and every Friday, want to remind everybody about what we got going on over in Rome.
Yeah, we have the Rome Farmers Market from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Hopefully, if this rain holds on, of course. Join us for live music, food vendors, crafts, produce, and lots of great local goodies.
This
market will go through September 27th, so you still have a bit of time if you haven't been there just yet, but also don't wait. There's no time like the present.
You're right. I was happy to mention that it was September 27th that it's wrapping up. So just to remind everybody about that, but you got that covered. And support our local ag industry, support these vendors, and give them an opportunity to do more good work. Friday, August 16th, and Saturday, August 17th, one of our favorite events in the Rome area, the Camelot Frolics.
Yeah. So that kicks off at 4 p.m. on Friday and goes through, I would say, a loose 10 p.m. on Saturday.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
There's so much going on, like what James mentioned. So there's a bass fishing tournament, horseshoe tournament, beach volleyball, cornhole tournament. There's raffle baskets, kids games, a crafter's corner, a silent auction. The Shermalot ski team has a performance. There's the ever-famous spot game, and of course, fireworks at dusk. So about 9:15, 9:30-ish.
Yeah, that's what we're looking at for that, if you want to check that out. I do want to make a quick note with Jillian, this is something that stood out to me the last time you joined us, and I didn't have a chance to mention it, but we were just talking about and celebrating this area and how much it's blowing up over there for multiple reasons, and all of them good reasons. But one of the things that I have appreciated about that area is the modernizing and adapting to some of these newer things while also keeping up some of these traditional events that we, even as kids, enjoyed going to and still do as adults and bringing our kids to them. The Camelot Frolics is one of those signature events of the area. It's cool to see them not only still doing this, but doing it successfully. It's going to be well attended.
Yeah.
They always are.
They really are.
It's a great event. Again, the Camelot Frolics going on this Friday, August 16th and Saturday, August 17th. Head on over there and enjoy, everybody. Saturday, August 17th, got another great event going on over at our friends at the library in Rome.
Yeah, they will be having the Adventure Quest Carnival from 10 a.m. to noon. To celebrate the end of our children's summer reading program, we'll be celebrating with an adventure-themed carnival. All summer reading program participants will receive game tokens to play carnival games and win fun prizes. They will also end the event with drawings for their grand summer reading prizes, and you do not need to be present to win. So a nice little bookend to the summer reading program.
See what you did there. Yeah. That's good. That was nicely done.
Thanks. I'm here all week.
10 to 2 to noon, this is going to go on. It's not only a great thing for the kids, it's going to be awesome, but it's a great way to support our local libraries as well. And I do see there is an age limit on that, so I am not able to be a part of the Adventure Quest Carnival, darn it. But that's cool. That's cool. You know, it's going to be a really fun event. A shout out to Lester Library. They do such good work over there. Saturday, August 17th and Sunday, August 18th. Got another good one coming up.
Yeah, the annual Tri-Norse Mini Mudder is happening 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. both Saturday and Sunday. The Tri-Norse Complex is at 1001 County Road O, Nakusa, Wisconsin, 54457. So in addition to the 1 mile obstacle course through the mud, this fun includes a shower station provided by the Rome Fire Department and concessions. If you haven't seen photos of this, imagine one of those like containment units, like for I don't know what. They just take all of the tarps off of that and it's just blasting water within this little spot. It's cool to watch.
It's got to be. That sounds awesome. That sounds like a really fun event. Yeah. A shout out to everybody involved in that one, and definitely to our Rome Fire Department. Appreciate them so much.
And it is $15 per child and a waiver to be signed the day of event, but you can also sign up on site. So you don't have to sign up ahead of time.
It's going to be a fun event. Be sure to get there and not only have a great time, but enjoy the area and say hi to everybody over there for us. Shermalat Water Ski Show 3001 A Space Ada Ski. Oh, that's such a great name. I'm sorry, Jillian, but I had to say it.
No, that's okay.
I just love this event. This is going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, and we're actually winding down in the water ski show season. We only have three left. So come to the Lake Arrowhead Dam and watch the Shermalat Ski Team performance. Shows are held every Saturday from Memorial Day, which was way back to the beginning of summer, to Labor Day weekend at the beach area. Now, this one on Saturday, August 17th at 5 o'clock p.m., that's the exception. This one will be on Lake Camelot as part of the Camelot Frolics.
Yeah, yeah.
But for Saturday, August 24th and the 31st, both will be at 6 p.m. Both will be at Lake Arrowhead Beach.
Good thing to keep in mind. Support our aqua teams out there. They do a lot of great work. They train and rehearse for so long on these things. And all they ask is you come out and help support them and cheer them on and enjoy a really good show. I'm a sucker for water ski shows, so I encourage you all to check that out. It's going to be a good one. We are speaking with our good friend, Jillian, from Visit Rome. And Jill, Tuesday, August 20th, another good event coming up.
Yeah, the Papa's Putt for Paws event at Papa Bear's Mini Golf in Rome. That'll be starting at 5, going to about 7:30, 8-ish. Putt your mini golf skills to the test at the first ever Papa's Putt for Paws event, benefiting the Adams County Humane Society. Food concessions will start at 5 p.m. There will be a shotgun start at 6:30 p.m. And dogs, of course, on leash are allowed on the course.
Yeah.
Spaces are limited, so do pre-register today. You can pre-register on our Visit Rome website. Mm-hmm. Tickets are $20 per person.
It's a fun event. In the they're also going to be looking to fill the tarp with pet supplies and those donations and such.
Yeah, so we couldn't think of a better name for it. Stuff the Bus, but for pet supplies.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. I like it. Fill the Tarp is pretty good. I like it. And we're really appreciative to Papa Bear's Mini Golf, to you guys at Visit Rome, to everybody, to Adams County Humane Society. Any chance we can help out our local humane societies, always a good idea. And it's interesting you bring up lunch Stuff the Bus or something like that. We know how successful that event is and how great a work the United Way does with that event, helping out our kids. We could use more events like this to help out our pet owners and our pets out there. It's a great idea. And I do want to take a note to let to give Jillian a big compliment here. You did that twice and flawlessly. Papa Putts for Paws event at Papa Bear's Mini Golf. Like, I had to really work on that. You nailed it. You nailed it. Nicely done. That's going to be a fun event. Check that out Tuesday, August 20th from 5 to 7:30 over Papa Bear's Mini Golf. It's going to be a great event. And I do want to talk about another event coming up Wednesday, August 21st, and every Wednesday, really, Jillian.
Yeah, DJ Trivia at Hoozles at the Lakes, 7 p.m. to 8:30. Always free, always fun. There are gift cards up for grabs for first through third place. So whether you are a trivia whiz or you absolutely are terrible at it, we still encourage you to go because you might surprise yourself.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, it's a fun time, too.
Yeah.
People love winning stuff. That's always cool. And, you know, gifts for first and third place, that's a really nice thing to be able to offer. But it also just, it's a win sometimes, even getting, like, one answer right.
Yeah.
Like, you'll feel like you won the Super Bowl just from winning one sometimes. It's a really fun time. And as we get closer to winter months and everything, going to need more of these kind of events, giving us something to do.
Yeah.
Saturday, August 24th, a really cool event coming up.
Yeah, the Kids Fishing Frenzy Contest at Lake Camelot Lodge. That'll be 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Kids 17 and under are eligible to participate, so unfortunately, you and I, James, cannot participate.
Darn it.
Free registration starts at 10 a.m., and there will be prizes for first through third place, as well as most fish caught. Mm. So if you're familiar with some of the winter fisheries we have in Rome, this is similar, but summer and just for kids.
Yeah, yeah, which is really cool.
Yeah.
Like, it's a really unique thing. I feel for you and I that we can't be a part of it.
Yeah.
But it is about the kids, and that is really unique. That is a cool thing to offer.
And shout out to Rome Outdoors in Rome, because they're the ones that are kind of heading up this event.
Right on.
And kind of the brainchild,
yeah,
so to speak.
I'm glad they came up, too, because we don't get to shout them out very often.
Yeah.
A big thank you to Rome Outdoors. Doing good work over there. Really are. And this is just a good example of it. Again, the Kids Fishing Frenzy Contest at Lake Camelot Lodge. Going to be taking place Saturday, August 24th, 11 to 3. Be sure to get your kids signed up for that. Saturday, August 24th, Lake Sherwood has something coming up that everybody's going to want to know about, Jillian.
Yeah, it's their Customer Appreciation Day. They have a lot going on within that 2 to 6 p.m. time frame. They will have raffles benefiting the Adams County Humane Society. The drawing will be at 6, and you need not be present to win. First prize is $500, second is $200, third is $100. Tickets are $5 each or 5 for $20 and available at Lake Sherwood Lodge.
Hmm. Again, another one of these great things that the area is doing to not only have some fun, but also show everybody, hey, we appreciate you. Yeah, well, it's a nice event and a nice idea by them. Nice work by Lake Sherwood Lodge. Sunday, August 25th, the event I've been dying to talk with you about. All I saw was cookies. That's it. I got to be honest with you, Jillian. I stopped reading after cookies. All I saw was that. You have my intention.
Yep. We have our Blue House Cakeries cookie decorating class at Up North Brewing Company from 10 a.m. to noon. Always wanted to decorate cookies like a pro?
Yes.
Now,
sorry.
No, it's okay. Now is your chance to impress all your friends and family with the most adorable set of cookies you have ever seen. And if you guys have not seen her account on Facebook or her website, these are super cute, especially this class. I believe they're all succulents or plants.
Yeah.
Just... yeah, I want to sign up.
Kelly is her name,
yes,
right?
Yes, Kelly.
Yeah. Kelly is amazing. Like, she is an artist. Like, she is a true artist with these things. It's really cool to see. I encourage you to check that Facebook page out, everybody.
Yeah. So you can sign up for this class through her website. There is limited seats available. She will be teaching the basics of cookie decorating and taking you step by step through decorating an assortment of cookies. So you won't be on your own.
Yeah, nice, nice.
And included with class purchase is a complimentary drink as well, because, hey, we're at Up North Brewing.
Right, right. That makes sense.
A limited number of additional kits will be available for purchase on the day of class, and payment will be due day of class.
Mm-hmm. Another good note about this as well, aprons and short sleeve shirts will be recommended. Again, a note that you don't need previous experience, and I'm just throwing it out there because of myself and plenty of others like me.
Yeah.
I love the idea of the take-home kits. That's really cool. That's a nice thing to be able to offer. Do keep in mind, again, that there is a limited number of those kits and a limited number of seating available. So you want to go to her website. It is Blue House Cakery is her website, yes. or her business.
Yeah.
So type that into your search bar. You should be able to find the page, sign up, and meet us over at Up North Brewing Company. And a shout out to them. They've been doing some really good stuff in that area, Jillian. Like, they're really making their name known over there. It's pretty cool to see. That's going to be a great event. We'll meet you there, everybody. I really want to sign up for that. I'm not kidding. I don't know sometimes if the audience thinks I'm like joking about some of these things and, oh, he's just being a host. No, I really want to be a part of that one. That sounds great. And I want to grab my fur brother and head on Sunday, August 25th, the Hoozles for their event.
Yeah, noon to 4 p.m. is the last Bring Your Dog to the Patio Bar of the season. It is a $10 fee, but that also includes a doggy gift bag. There will be live music from 1 to 4 p.m., pup cups for sale, a 50-50 raffle, and we also hope you consider a donation to the Humane Society. Mm-hmm. So kind of similar to what a lot of Humane Societies have been asking for.
Mm-hmm.
Bleach, soft dog treats, Kleenex, paper towel, monetary donations, so on, so forth.
Cat food, certainly litter,
yes,
is always necessary. There's no humane society that's ever going to be like, no, we're good on litter.
Yeah.
No, every humane society is always going to be able to use those. And I'll tell you, as somebody who has worked in a lot of humane societies around the country, they hear from their community. They feel what their community supports them. And when you show up to these events, when you're able to bring in an item, it helps. It helps give them fuel, not just these items to help these animals, but it gives them fuel that they can build on to go through some of these days.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard work, everybody. And I encourage you to volunteer at your shelters if you can, not only to see some of what goes on back there, but the rewardingness of it. It's hard work, but they're not doing it because they do it because there's a pull, there's a call to it.
Mm-hmm.
And we appreciate the work that they're doing at the Adams and all of our local humane societies. And a shout out to Hoozles for this. This is a fun event. It's been a lot of fun this summer.
Yeah.
Saturday, August 31st, Lake Arrowhead Craft Fair.
Yeah, another one of those big repeat events,
mm-hmm,
that gets bigger every year. 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. This show has been a community favorite for over 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
We welcome over 75 crafters from the tri-state area to showcase their homemade goods. So numerous handmade vendor displays. There will be refreshments and food available on site. A Bloody Mary booth. And if you don't want to walk the whole way around, mm-hmm, of course, or you've bought too much, mm-hmm, from the craft fair, which guilty as charged,
yeah.
There is a courtesy cart transportation service available.
It's a very nice thing to offer.
Yeah.
And when you're doing this, you're not only getting some really fun, cool, unique items, but you're also supporting our local vendors out there. It's a win-win situation. Got a great win-win situation coming up Saturday, August 31st. I've been so excited for you guys and to talk about this, Jillian.
Yeah.
This is a really cool event.
Yeah, it's Visit Rome Wisconsin's grand opening.
Yay!
From 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. So we're finally at the point where we feel like we are open and ready to go.
Cool.
So you are invited to the official grand opening. Although we technically moved in July, we've been working hard to make the office beautiful inside and out, and can't wait to show you all the work we've done.
Mm-hmm.
Stop by for a free complimentary hot dog and or ice cream. Mm. Check out the building or just pop in to say hi to me or Lisa or Chelsea. Our address is 1146 County Road D, Nakusa, Wisconsin, 54457.
Couldn't be happier for you guys.
Thank you. It's
so deserving. You and Lisa work so hard over there. And we've had a relationship with Visit Rome for many years. And whenever it was you guys or other people constantly putting into that community and constantly putting into that area, one of the cool things about this in the time that we have been talking with Visit Rome on this show, whether it was Carl and somebody else or me and some others or you and Lisa, the growth that has happened over there in mm-hmm. that time frame is amazing to see, and couldn't be more happy. Couldn't be happier to see that happening for the Rome area. That does. You guys can take some credit with that. You guys can take some pride in that. It certainly is a many person thing. It's not just any one particular group or business or anything. But I hope you guys do take some pride in that, because it is a big part of why the Rome area has been not only supported but been promoted so well because of the work that Visit Rome does. Nice work by you guys, and this grand opening is going to be a lot of fun.
Thank you. Yeah.
Be sure to check that out. Their grand opening for Visit Rome happening Saturday, August 31st, 11 to 1. Jillian, we got a little bit of time left. I want to talk about some live music in Rome on Thursday nights.
Yes. As I've probably said every time I've been here, we have so much live music, you could make your own segment out of it.
Yeah, you really could. Yeah.
So just blasting through some of it, Thursday nights, there's three more left of the Tunes on the Turn series at Lake Arrowhead. Tonight will be the Antoinettes from 5 to 8. August 22nd is Hijinks, 5 to 8. 29th is Allen Brothers Band from 5 to 8. Mm. All of these are at Lake Arrowhead.
It's going to be some great bands. And check every one of them out and support the local arts around everybody and taking some great shows. Friday night's got something cool going on as well.
Yeah. So 16th, we have Cherry Pie at the Lure Barn Grill from 8 to 11. Same night, the Atomics at Hoozles at the Lakes from 7 to 11. August 23rd, we have Blue Steel at Hoozles, 7 to 11. The 30th, we have Sonic Circus at the Lure Bar and Grill from 6 to 10. Also on the 30th, Tumbleweed Preacher at Hoozles at the Lakes, 7 to 11. September 6th, we have Carbon Road at the Lure Bar and Grill, 6 to 10. And the 13th, we have The Third Wheel Lure Bar and Grill, 6 to 10 p.m.
Going to be a really cool run of events over there, and so many other great things happening in the Rome area. Cannot encourage you enough to check out their website and their Facebook page. Go to visitromewi.com, bookmark that page, visitromewi.com. Sign up for the newsletter as well. I got it this morning and was able to kind of pregame a little bit before our conversation today. It's a great newsletter. Keep up to date on it. Jillian, thank you so much for joining us. Say hi to Lisa for us.
Will do.
We'll talk again next month.
Yeah, see you next month.
Again, that website, visitromewi.com. Be sure to subscribe to that page, like it, put it in your bookmarks, and keep up to date on all the great things that they are doing over there in the Rome area. We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.